On this Sunday, we celebrate the great feast of Christ the King. It's the final Sunday of the liturgical year. Next week, already, we will begin the season of Advent and our time of preparation for the feast of our Lord's birth. In only a few weeks, we will celebrate the feast of the newborn King. Today, however, our readings and the prayers of the Mass draw our attention, our focus, to Jesus Christ, who is the glorious and reigning King of the universe. The Lord Jesus, the Son of David, the King, is bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh. He is a man like us in all things but sin. He is the one anointed by the Father with the oil of gladness as the eternal priest and King. This Jesus is the one who reconciles us to the Father by the blood of his holy cross. And today we celebrate that Christ our Lord has claimed dominion over all creation so that he might present to his God and Father an eternal and universal kingdom, a kingdom of truth and life, a kingdom of holiness and grace, justice, love, and peace. I love those images. I love those images of the victorious conqueror. I love those images of Jesus, the victorious conqueror, the King of the universe, the one who's going to set everything right, the one who's going to take power. I love those images of Jesus. Like we see in Matthew 25 when he separates the sheep from the goats, the righteous from the unrighteous. Oh, I love those images of power of the Lord Jesus. And yet, our reading from the Gospel today does not show us an image of Christ as the triumphant ruler. We do not see him as judge of the nations at the end of history, or as the shepherd who protects the flock. We meet him today on the cross. For in him is the fullness of divine power. Through him, all things visible and invisible were made. He is the King of the angels and the Lord of history. But today, we see him scourged and crowned with thorns and nailed to a cross. The King of the universe is the crucified and suffering Savior. The crowds had gathered to acclaim David as king, as we heard from Samuel. The crowds gathered at the foot of the cross to mock the kingship of the Lord Jesus. David had been anointed by the prophet Samuel and had proven himself again and again in battle. The rulers and the soldiers and even a crucified criminal demanded that Jesus prove his kingship by freeing himself from the cross. They wanted him to abandon the cross. They demanded a demonstration of his divine and royal power. And he showed mercy. Two men were crucified with the Lord Jesus. One mocked him. The other recognized him. The good thief saw in the face of Christ an innocent man who suffers for the guilty. He saw a man crowned with thorns and suffering, yet one who possesses a kingdom. For Christ Jesus came into the world to establish his kingdom, and through his passion and cross, Jesus took possession of all suffering with his kingly power. You see, he would not abandon the cross as the crowd demanded. Because to abandon the cross would be to abandon those who suffer. And Jesus Christ is King over suffering, and he is King in the midst of suffering. Christ indeed will reign in the midst of our pain. And when the good thief, in the midst of suffering, called upon the name of the Lord Jesus, his prayer was heard. The voice of the penitent and the suffering one resounded far more than the noise of the crowd. His plea was heard, and the Lord Jesus responded with a promise, "Today you will be with me in paradise." The good thief was given a share in the kingdom. And we, my dear brothers and sisters, have been promised a share in the kingdom. We were claimed for the kingdom in the waters of baptism and anointed to be like Christ as priest, prophet, and king. And as we now approach our suffering and glorious King, we join with Him in the eternal offering to the Father. Like the good thief, we are conscious of our guilt, but like the good thief, we are more confident in His mercy. And our hearts today cry out in faith and in hope, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Amen.